Welcome to episode 31 of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show. Coming in hot on a Friday. On a Friday. It's a weekend. Yay, yay.
Do you even work at all today?
Fuck no, dog.
Do you not have a single job?
I had a couple. They just didn't work out. So I just went home. Came back to my real job. Talking to the people. Falling asleep in the recliner. I've been nappy today. Been nappy watching some America's pastime with America's oldest team, the Miami Marlins, versus the newest franchise, the Chicago Cubs. Marlins gonna sneak into this bitch, huh?
Yeah, I thought the Marlins were horrible.
They are.
Could I even name a single player on their team?
No.
Can you?
No. Oh, I noticed that the Braves are going to sweep them.
I hope so.
Braves, hey. 22 shutout innings.
28 in a row, dating back to last postseason.
Okay, well.
I seen that.
22.
22 this week for two games.
Yeah. Them old Reds, dog. Them old Reds were seeing red and not seeing the ball. You know what I'm saying, big boy?
Yeah, the Braves look good. Other than not being able to score themselves.
They scored five.
Well, in the first game, it went to 13 innings.
Trevor Bauer was also the starting pitcher for the Reds, too. He was one of the best pitchers in the league. Posted, like, a weird diss video.
Did he pitch all 13 innings?
No, he pitched eight, but still. Reds had a good pitching core. That's really all they had, though. Would you see Trevor Bauer released a video, like, clowning Acuna? And then Acuna's like, cool, bro. You're sitting on the couch right now, and I'm still in the playoffs.
I didn't know.
Oh.
What was he clowning him about?
Striking him out.
Oh. I
think he had, like, 10 strikeouts. Something crazy like that.
You can't talk shit when you've been sent home.
Yeah, Bauer sucks. He's going somewhere, though. I think he's a free agent. I don't know. Not a big baseball podcast. Dodgers doing the damn thing. Tati coming back. The Padres, the Daddies, the San Diego Daddies. Braves play the winner in this game, Miami, Chicago. I think we make easy work of Miami. Yeah. Exciting. Baseball. Won't really feel like the playoffs until next week, though.
Yeah, this three-game series shit is kind of weird.
Weird. I mean, I dig it, but imagine they do this after a 162-game season. And it's like, well, I just lost to the seventh-seed Reds, who are below 500 after 162 games. Are you fucking me? I don't like that. I think they should move the wild card instead of a one-game elimination. It should be a three-game series.
Miami just won.
Let's go Big Fish, Big Tuna. Padres play next. Braves going to whoop that ass.
Hey,
Got to play them in Houston, though, which is weird. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure we beat their fucking ass all year long. So
that is not what the commentator had literally just said before you turned the TV down.
What'd he say?
He said that the Marlins gave the Braves trouble all year.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about it. So ask me how worried I am. I'm stoked for this Cardinals-Padres game, except fucking Bovada would not give me a fucking line for it. But, hey, I've been betting good. Made some money off of some baseball yesterday. Fucking Jets and Broncos let me down. I bet the under. They hit the over.
By a lot.
How about I lose the over on Kansas City-Baltimore, and then I lose the under on the Jets and the Broncos? What the fuck is going on here?
They were just two bad teams. You almost kind of expected them to score a good amount of points.
Do we want to touch on Broncos Jets, or we want to save that for the recap?
Ripping
MVP.
I mean, he played good. Drew Lock comes
three
back.
Three interceptions.
Did he have three interceptions?
Yeah.
He must have thrown two when I went to bed in the fourth quarter. I guess that's how the Jets came back. We didn't finish watching the game.
No, we're bad football guys.
It was tough to watch for the most part. Ripon didn't look horrible, though. until the obviously three interceptions is bad. But he was controlling the offense. It's Drew Locke's team when Drew Locke comes back.
Sammy D running the goddamn thing, though. Just kidding. He has a broken collarbone.
Sammy D.
Sam Donald.
No. Oh. No, we're just talking about the Broncos. I mean, I've said it last week. Sam Darnold is going to go down with the Jets, and I hate that for him. Sam Darnold can play football.
You think Trevor Lawrence stays at Clemson one more year?
I've seen that. Mike Greenberg had a hot take this morning. Mike Greenberg's a Jets fan.
He said
Jets fan.
He said that Peyton Manning did that when the Jets got the first
pick. I'd never thought about that, but yeah. I mean, we were only 5 years old when that happened, but oh no, 3 years. I was three.
I was two.
But I went back and looked at that, and it was. The Jets had the number one pick that year, and Peyton stayed his final year in Tennessee. And then it's my phone.
Where's it at?
Over there on the counter. We won't worry about it. And then so Mike Greenberg, as a Jets fan, said on live TV on Get Up this morning that if he was Trevor Lawrence, he would seriously think about staying another year at Clemson to not be on the Jets because they are an entire dumpster fire. It's done. It's done. I don't know. I guess you do have to think about it for the most part. It's on the side. I'm charging my phone.
Always silence your phone when you're recording a podcast that's fucking rookie numbers. But yeah, I think Trevor Lawrence would definitely stay in Clemson for another year.
I don't know.
He's probably getting paid more than his rookie contract. At Clemson.
I don't know.
He's making bank.
Thank you.
No, I don't think. I think you either do that or you pull Eli and you say, I'm not playing for this team.
No, that looks worse. I would 100% stay in college and look like a little bitch like Eli did with that shit.
I don't give a fuck. You're literally saying career over if you go to the Jets.
Something that could happen, a turnaround.
I don't know.
Clear house.
No.
Adam Gase should be fired right now.
They've been saying this. The Jets should have cleared house for the past 25 years. Who's the last great Jets coach?
Fuck, what's his name? Took him to AFC Championships.
Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan.
Had a losing record.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
They went to two AFC Championships.
Had a losing
Mark
record.
Sanchez's quarterback.
He had a losing record overall. They went 4-12 their last year.
I don't know.
It was like 36-4 years.
If in my mind, if I think I'm a great franchise changing quarterback, I'm going to take that challenge.
I don't think so.
Whatever. Move on.
Game one in the NBA Finals, Miami and the Lakers.
So I know I'm set in my prediction the other night. I said Heat in seven. I would like to formally say that I was wrong,
mm-hmm.
and the Lakers are going to sweep the Heat in four games.
No, I was right. Lakers in five.
I don't see the Heat winning the game. If Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo are not going to be... Goran Dragic is out. He tore his plantar fascia. He is not playing in this series. Bam is questionable, probably not going to play. Is that tonight? Tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
And Jimmy Butler's going to play regardless. You can cut off Jimmy Butler's leg, and he still won't go out there and play basketball.
But listen to this one stat.
What?
LeBron's never been 2-0 in the NBA
I
finals.
Don't care. He couldn't. It wasn't LeBron in game one. LeBron had quite a bit of assist and was running the offense, but AD was unstoppable. They don't have anybody who can guard AD. They tried to put Jay Crowder, who is 6'6", on a 6'11 Anthony Davis. This whole entire playoffs has been whoever can play the smallest and be good are winning these series. Until now, we're seeing Lakers are going to play big as fuck, and they're going to dominate.
AD had 34 points.
Yes.
Brown had 25. Bam led the team with, no, that's wrong.
Bam left in the third quarter. I'm sure Jimmy had the most points.
Yeah, Jimmy had 23 points. You don't think Jimmy can carry him to at least one win?
Not without. Goran Dragic is a very big piece to that team. Jimmy Butler can't run an offense. Gordon ran their offense. Jimmy can at times, but Gordon is their point guard. And I don't even know who the fuck's going to play for Bam Adebayo. Myers Leonard?
Udonis. Get that old man out there.
Fucking tear his something in half.
Get his walker going up and down.
Fuck, I'm surprised you even know who that is.
I've been studying a little bit. I think Heat steal one, Lakers in five.
If somehow Goran Dragic could
LeBron
play.
LeBron James needs the Heat to win at least one game to validate his finals. If you say he just went in there and swept them in a bubble, it was like, oh, that's an asterisk. LeBron James was supposed to win that finals.
Dude, I wouldn't look at it. This Heat team beat the Bucks, who were NBA championship favorites, almost over the Lakers. This Heat team is no slobs or subpar players. This is a team that beat really good teams in the East, and the Lakers beat really good teams in the West. There's no asterisk on the finals. If you make it to the finals, you are a good basketball team. Point blank, period. There's no asterisk just because it's the bubble. It's almost tougher in the bubble.
Big LeBron podcast.
I gained more. I have over this last year or so gained in these playoffs. I respect LeBron a lot more than I used to.
Bronny would be a better player than LeBron.
I highly doubt that. LeBron is the second best player to ever play basketball.
First best, but
that's not yet.
Anthony Davis is better.
Anthony Davis is 26 years old.
And is better than LeBron and...
No. Right now, Anthony Davis is the best player in basketball.
Kevin Durant.
I don't think KD is going to be KD when he comes back.
We'll see. Kyrie and KD been cooking while you're playing NBA Finals games. Okay, whatever. Guess what we've been doing? Cooking in the kitchen. Nets winning the NBA championship.
Fuck no. Kyrie, I hate Kyrie. He is a horrible, great basketball player. Horrible locker room guy.
You see, he's not a leader. He's
a fucking pussy.
He came out and said, finally in my career, I don't have to depend on me to shoot the game-winning shot.
Shut the fuck up, Kyrie. You had never been in the NBA Finals. LeBron did not come back to Cleveland. And then
LeBron wouldn't have two rings without Kyrie, though.
Fair. I mean, we don't know that. But Kyrie hit a clutch-ass shot. Don't get me wrong. That was a great shot.
Kyrie carried them in that fucking series.
That is not true
at all. That is very true.
That is not true.
Very true.
Then Kyrie decided he wanted to run his own team, goes to Boston, and gets run out of Boston because he sucks. Not a basketball. He just sucks.
Dick.
I don't know what he does. He's probably bisexual.
You think him and Dwight Howard get along?
I don't know. I don't know how true all that Dwight Howard shit was.
I just love that Dwight Howard's about to win a ring with Los Angeles. Like he was supposed to 6 years ago.
I respect Dwight for accepting his role when it took 4 years too long, but I respect Dwight. Let's do our pick 'em games.
Pick 'em. Hey, so this week, okay. So last week, Juicy went 8-6. I went 6-8. Rough week. Overall, I'm sitting at 26-19. Juicy's sitting at 32-13. Woo-hoo. We're adding 5 college football games per week, obviously, while they're playing. And then the full slate of NFL games. We already picked Broncos versus Jets. We both picked the Broncos. So we're both 1-0 on week 4. So we'll start off in college. We've got Texas A&M at Alabama. Alabama's an 18-point favorite.
Who did Texas A&M play this last weekend?
No fucking idea.
That is one of the top 5 college games you picked out?
Yeah, we don't have much going on this week in college football.
Alabama.
I'm going to make it spicy and go Texas A&M.
Okay, whatever. This is why you went 6-8 in the NFL last week.
Next, we got Missouri at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 12-point favorite.
Missouri's not as good as a team in South Carolina. I'm going Tennessee.
Yeah, I think Tennessee actually looks good this week for once. I'm also going to go Tennessee. Low-key game of the week. We got Auburn at Georgia. I do not agree with this line. Georgia is a 7.5-point favorite. JT Daniels is playing this week, though.
He is playing?
He's cleared.
Who did Auburn beat last week?
Kentucky.
Okay. Did we watch that game?
We did. It was boring as fuck.
Yeah, that was the game before the Vols came on, wasn't it? I'm going to say Georgia if JT Daniels is coming back.
I mean, Georgia did not look good. I do not pick Auburn to cover this, to lose by 7.5. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a lot like we saw with Auburn and Kentucky last week. Low scoring, defensive game, because both of their defenses looked good. It'll just be whether or not Mathis or whatever that other dude's name was or JT Daniels is playing quarterback.
You just said JT Daniels was playing.
I didn't say he was playing. I say he's cleared.
Oh, hey, then he's playing.
Maybe.
He's playing.
Maybe.
You heard it here first.
I'm going Georgia also. A rematch of game of the year last year. We've got Memphis at SMU, and it's an even ball game. It's a pick 'em.
What's SMU and Memphis ranked?
Memphis is ranked 23rd. SMU is not ranked.
Memphis.
Yeah, let's go Tennessee. Let's go Big Trust. Memphis. Hey, we're both going Memphis. Low-key sleeper game of the week. We got Ole Miss at Kentucky. Kentucky is a 6.5-point favorite.
These are the best games that you could pick.
Yeah,
we don't have much. Is there no Big 12 games?
Not really.
Is there no ACC games?
We've got like Texas versus A&M. No, Texas versus Iowa State and Clemson versus an FCS school.
I'll take Ole Miss. Ole Miss was fun to watch the other day.
I'm going to go Kentucky. NFL football. Dun, 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 dun. Bum, 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 bum. Dun, bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Dun, dun, bum, 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 dun, dun. Bum, 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 bum. So we had Broncos and Jets on Thursday night. We both got the Broncos correct. Woo! Yay! So we got the Colts at the Bears. The Colts are a 3-point favorite. I don't like this. Okay, I don't like this. Phillip Rivers is kind of getting his stride with the Colts. Maybe a little bit. Maybe the Colts are a little bit better than we want to give them credit for. But they never show up on our red zone. They're not really doing anything fancy. They're playing shitty teams. And let's be real, they're probably winning the AFC South. But
are they 2-1?
Big Dick Nick in Chicago. And if you fuck around and play good defense against Big Nick, Dick Nick, you got MVP Trubisky coming off the bench. Okay?
It's like a two-headed monster now.
I think it's a no-brainer. And we're playing in Chicago. 3 points. Fuck you, 3 points. Bears by 2 touchdowns.
The Bears.
The Bears. You got the Bears.
Are the Colts 2-1?
Yes. Colts have been playing scrappy. Beat the Vikings. Lost to the Jaguars. And just beat the Jets.
Okay. Yeah. 2 quality wins.
Bears?
Bears.
Next. Speaking of the shitty games, we got the Jaguars at the Bengals. The Bengals are a 2.5-point favorite. Disrespectful to my man, Minshew. Disrespectful. Hey, can I put this one on tie alert? Tie alert.
Joe Burrow's first NFL win, Bengals.
I'm going to shake it up and go Jaguars unless somebody hit Minshew in the back of the head and said, hey, look what's going on in New York. Hey, we're supposed to get Trevor Lawrence here. For the sake of Trevor Lawrence's pro career, I want to say Bengals. For the sake of me winning this competition, I'm going to say Jaguars. Next, we got the Browns at the Cowboys. The Cowboys, a 4.5-point favorite.
I like this. This is going to be a fun game. These are two teams we don't have figured out yet.
Yes.
Cowboys are 1-2, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Browns didn't look great against the football team.
Didn't look great, but we were playing a great defense.
An average defense.
Great defense.
I'm going to go Browns. I think the Cowboys are a good team, but they can't ever get it done.
This is what I'm looking at.
Dak can't get it done.
This is what I'm looking at, and this is what it's going to come down to. Cowboys defense sucks. Cowboys offense, one of the best in the league. Browns defense, good. Browns offense, okay. So, okay offense versus bad defense versus really good defense versus great offense.
Okay.
That being said, just to curve you, I'm going to take the Cowboys. As much as it hurts me, Cowboys take sole possession in the NFC Beast. Next, we got the Saints at the Lions. We got the Saints as a 3-point favorite. I don't like that either.
I know the Saints are 1-2, but come on.
Really? Because I'm going opposite. I'm going Detroit just shut down a quarterback that could actually move and throw the ball, and now they're facing this old man in Detroit, Patricia. You're going to let Patricia let this old 40-year-old man that can't throw more than 15 yards pass on him?
Drew Brees is going to shut you up one of these days.
Nope, Saints. He's not.
Who dat?
I'm going Lions in the upset. Next, we've got the Seahawks at the Dolphins. Seahawks are a -6.5-point favorite. This is a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. Keep in mind. What do you got to look at?
Oh.
Is this where we see Tua? No, we can't because Fitzmagic showed out last week.
Tua is not playing this season.
Yes, he is.
Maybe the last two games. No, nope. Yes, he is. Seahawks dominated this.
I'm going to agree with that. I think it's a little closer than normal just because the Seahawks have to take the longest flight in the NFL from Seattle to Miami. But I think eventually they figure it out and the Seahawks win. I don't know by 6.5. I think this is a nail biter. I say with 3 points. Next, we got the Chargers at the Bucks. The Bucks are a 7-point favorite.
Keep going, keep going.
The Bucks are a 7-point favorite. Fuck the Bucks.
The Bucks are a good football team. By the
way, I don't know.
They are going to be a good football team, Nick. I promise you that.
10-6.
Playoffs.
Okay, maybe.
They're going to hit a stride some point in this season, and you're going to be like, whoa, where'd this team come from?
That being said, I think this is easy. Herbert on the road, playing a 1 o'clock game as a West Coast team. I'm going to Tampa Bay. Bucks, Bucks. Ooh, game of the week. We got the Ravens on a long, long, long road trip to Washington. Ravens are a 14-point favorite.
I don't even want to talk about this game. Ravens.
Listen.
Dwayne Haskins is going to get his ass benched.
You see? That's where I want to play the contrary. Ravens just got embarrassed on Monday Night Football. Short week.
Yeah, by a great offense. That
short week. And Haskins came out and said, hey, this is my team, okay? I fucked up last week. That's my bad. I fucked up the week before that. That's my bad. I tried to fuck up the week before that, and somehow we won. Riverboat Ron. I don't know what he's getting put in his blood other than radiation and IVs because he's got cancer. It's Cancer Awareness Month, okay? You're telling me that Riverboat Ron isn't going to have the greatest performance of his career and kick off Cancer Awareness Month and beat the fucking Ravens?
Is he going to wear all pink?
All pink. And Haskins, if Haskins doesn't work out, you know what would be a great story? Actually, I take that back. Do not let Alex Smith or RG3 on that fucking field. They're hurting themselves. But Great comeback story. Alex Smith comes in, wins fucking 7 games.
I imagine that if they do bench Dwayne Haskins, it's going to be Kyle Allen.
And then Kyle Allen will play for a half, play awful like he did in Carolina, and then it will be Alex Smith's team. Say what you want about Washington. Dwayne Haskins is not running for his life. Offensive line is playing good. I trust the offensive line to protect Alex Smith's bionic leg. I'm just telling you, this is going to be a monumental switch. I'm going football team to at least cover the 14 points. But I'm going, for time's sake, yeah, football team.
Ravens.
Next, we've got the Cardinals at the Panthers. Cardinals are a 3-point favorite. Cardinals got a little rocky road going on right now. They're supposed to win the Super Bowl, then they lose to the Lions. What the fuck's going on, Kyler?
I still like the Cardinals. They're young. We talk a lot of shit about the Lions, but the Lions have a decent football team. They've got Matt Stafford.
I would say the same for the Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater's that guy. He's not going to do anything flashy, but he's not going to do anything dumb either. McCaffrey's out.
I'm going Cardinals in.
Yeah, I'm going Cardinals too. Next, we got the Vikings at the Texans. Texans are a 4-point favorite. The battle of the winless.
I think the Cardinals are just flat out horrible. I don't know how with the Cardinals. Roster that they have.
Cardinals.
Or the Vikings. Vikings, sorry.
Vikings.
Yeah, I don't. Vikings do not look like themselves.
You're torn on this one, though.
I am, because I think the Texans are fucking suck, too.
Tie alert.
No, I'm not saying tie. And you brought up the Texans have ran a fucking gauntlet for the first 3 games. What, Chiefs, Steelers, and who's week 2?
Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I'm going to take the Texans, but I don't think they're a good football team. And I don't know what the fuck's wrong with the Vikings. Well, I'd say that. They almost beat the Titans last week, but Vikings suck.
I'm going to go Vikings just to make things interesting. I think you talk about that gauntlet. Texas defense has not looked awful, but has been blown out by Kansas City and the Ravens, and we're not sure how good Pittsburgh's offense is, and they scored, 28 points, 30 points on them. Kirk Cousins looked good last week. Jefferson looked good last week. Dalvin Cook looked good last week. We don't know if it's because the Titans were ailing from symptoms of COVID-19.
That could 100% be a possibility.
Or they just got fucking burnt. But yeah, I think the Vikings, this is a must-win game for both teams, which makes me lean strongly on a tie. Must-win game for both teams.
You're not
going to
see another tie in this season.
Eat your sandwich. Must-win game for both teams, and I think, fuck, now I'm flipping my mind in my head. Which division is more must-win for this game? I think the Texans can still win the AFC South at 0-4. The Vikings cannot win the NFC North at 0-4, so I'm going to say Vikings. You like that? Can you process all that?
No. The only thing, stupidest fucking thing I can imagine you saying is that somehow the Texans could go 0-4 and still win the AFC South.
Yeah.
You realize the Titans are 3-0, right?
Maybe. They might have to forfeit the rest of their games. They got to get healthy.
Well, they got 2 more people tested positive.
Exactly.
Today.
and they're going to get a week 4 bye. You know how that's going to play out? Not well. You're going to make Derrick Henry play 14 straight games.
He's a grown-ass man. He can do that.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to make Tannehill play 14 straight games?
Yes.
You're going to make your weak-ass offensive line play 14 straight
offensive
games?
Offensive line is not the problem. The defense has been the problem.
You're going to make your defense play 14 straight games?
I guess. This is their own fucking fault. Never would I have thought this would be the Titans. I would have imagined the football team, the Jets, Bengals maybe, Giants. Fuck, maybe even the Bucks. The Dolphins. Those are the teams I would have thought would have had COVID outbreaks. Not the Titans.
Not the hotbed of COVID, Nashville.
Is Nashville a hotbed?
I think so. I mean, Broadway's still wide open.
Broadway is not wide open.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Next, we got the Giants at the Rams. The Rams are a 13-point favorite.
Rams.
I would love to see the Rams defensive backs just catching those Daniel Jones interceptions on that fast turf, the fastest pick six in NFL history. I'm going Rams, too. We got the Patriots at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 7-point favorite.
This game will be fun. What time is this game?
It's a 4 o'clock game.
For the rest of the season, I'm not picking anybody over the Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs. But that'll be a good game.
I'm also going Chiefs. I don't like the 7 points. I think it's going to be a close game. I think if anybody can figure out what the Chargers did and make it his own, even with a half-assed defense, Bill Belichick can. Running quarterbacks against the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson was running all over the Chiefs, and then they decided, oh, we got to pass, even though our running game's working great. And that's where they lost the game.
Because they got behind, and you can't come from behind running the ball.
If you're the Ravens, yes, you can.
You caught too much time off the clock.
That being said, I'm saying it's going to be closer than 7 points, but I'm also going Chiefs. We got the Bills at the Raiders. The Bills are a 3-point favorite.
I still don't know what the Raiders are.
I don't either. But if they play like they did against the Saints, even though the Saints are a mediocre team, maybe. But Josh Allen, MVP, Josh Allen in a party city, party quarterback, party fan base, party team, I'm going to go Bills.
Bills.
A cracker for Sunday Night Football. We got the Eagles at the 49ers. 49ers, Mullins Mania. 7-point favorite.
Eagles right now, on like Wednesday, one wide receiver on their entire roster came to practice.
People are talking about the Jets. I say the Eagles are the worst team in football.
No.
Yes.
They have too much talent to be the worst team in football.
They can't just make it work, though.
They're just hurt.
They can't make it work.
Everybody's hurt.
Can't make it work.
They literally had to hire somebody from the closest 7-Eleven to come play offensive guard.
That's fine. That's why they're the worst team in football.
No, the Jets, no, they're not even close. Carson Wentz is too good of a quarterback.
Tell me one time that the Eagles are going to score 27 points this year.
I don't know.
They're not. At least the Jets scored 27 points. At least the Jets have a semi-franchise quarterback. I'm
trying to figure out what that clicking noise is. It's your fucking pen. Fucking
sorry.
ADHD, yes.
Sorry. I'm over here expressing.
I'm going to go 49ers. They're hurt, banged up too, but yeah, the Eagles suck right now.
I'm also going 49ers. Monday Night Football, we have the potential. Definitely bet the over on this. I don't know what the over is, but I'm sure it's at like 56 or something. Falcons at the Packers. Packers are a 7.5-point favorite.
That'll be a good game, too. The 0-3 Falcons are a good football team. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. Towards the NFC South, NFC South matchups. So, Panthers, especially New Orleans, and especially Tampa Bay. Like, their biggest risk of having losses this year, I think it's still Atlanta. I think it's still Atlanta, just because those two teams haven't proven that they can score enough points to keep up. Bucks have a good defense. Saints have an okay defense, but they can't score enough points to keep up. And I think the Falcons, while they've lost too many games early to keep up in the divisional race, they will play spoiler.
I'm going to go Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Green Bay, too.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you. Green Bay's defense has been kind of hit or miss, but Packers look pretty good.
This is going to be a Big 12 game. This is going to be – it's not – it's going to be high scoring. It's going to be fun. But Aaron Rodgers continues the fuck you tour, and the Packers go 4-0.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Week 4, coming in hot. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and tune in for episode 32, where we go over all of our bad picks that we just make. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, if you want to be a guest picker, just fucking hit us up and we'll call you and you can guest pick some games, okay?
Brad.
Whoever else? Anybody else in your lame-ass fraternity who wants to come on?
We can get Junior again, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I like Junior. He's going to have to come on for week one of Big 12. Big 10. October 24th. Thank you so much for listening to episode 31. We'll see you next time.